Let's go back now to Darren Frell. Busy morning, Darren.
Very busy morning, Rachel. And I'll give our listeners as well a little bit of insight into our Morning Ireland WhatsApp group. You're getting very excited about the potential of a FIFA World Cup coming to the Midwest back home.
I just love the thought of a World Cup match in Limerick. I mean, soccer is so popular in the area. I just think it, well, sports of all kinds, as you know, is popular in the area. I just think it would be massive to have the World Cup, a World Cup match in Limerick.
Well, contain your excitement, okay? It's a long way off yet, but we will wait and see. There is a lot of excitement, I think, about this news that our country might be in the running to co-host the 2030 FIFA World Cup. This is one of the biggest sporting events, as we know, in the world, along with the Olympic Games. And the Irish government, as we heard earlier in the show, have backed a bid. It's the official process will get underway this time next year, and then the host will be confirmed at FIFA Congress in 2024. And the reason why I'm not going to get too carried away is because there's a lot of other strong bids proposed as well. I know some of the African countries are looking at it, and another one is from South American nations, including Uruguay, who staged the first tournament in 1930. And given this would be the centenary tournament, there'd be a lot of romance around that one, wouldn't there? So a long way to go, but we will see what happens. Last night, Everton kept their bid for a Champions League place alive with a 1-0 victory against Southampton. The other big story this morning, and it's become a global one at this stage, the investigation into horse trainer Gordon Elliott and the image of him sitting on a dead horse. Elliott has apologised for his actions, and his case will be heard by Irish authorities this week. The British Horse Racing Authority have issued him an interim ban, and that means he cannot have any horses running in the UK until after this investigation is concluded. Rupert Bell, who covers racing for us in the UK, has more.
Well, they reacted obviously to the photograph very quickly, and they have basically said that until the results of the investigation and in Ireland, no Gordon Elliott trained runners will be allowed to run in Britain. Well, obviously that has an impact. If they can't come to a conclusions with the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board before Cheltenham, it means his horses will have to be running under some other trainer's jurisdiction, and it is a huge issue, and I know that the racing world in Britain has been deeply shocked, but it's the wider impressions that it's given as well that has caused the BHA to react in the manner that it has. In many ways, justice is seen to be done. The racing world won't be happy, I don't think, over here, because they just cannot countenance this sort of behaviour, even though clearly Gordon Elliott has apologised profusely and is deeply upset by it. But in terms of the racing world in Britain, it's just not good enough.
That is Rupert Bell. That is the view from the UK. Let's get some reaction from here at home. RT analyst Jane Mangan joins me. Jane, first of all, can we talk about the horse? What do we know about the horse that is in those disappointing images?
Well, finally, Darren, we have the dignity of giving this horse an identity. These pictures emerged on social media on Saturday evening, and it wasn't until Monday evening that we actually found out that the horse in question is a 7-year-old, or was a 7-year-old gelding called Morgan. He died in 2019, obviously, when this photo was taken. And this horse, he was a good horse, but that is not what is relevant here. He was somebody's horse. Somebody bred this horse. Somebody owned this horse. He was owned by Jean Stenhouse Stud. And he is a horse, whether dead or alive, he deserved his dignity, and that was stripped of him in this image.
How do you feel about those images yourself when you saw them over the weekend?
Personally, I saw them. I was on the way home from Fairy House Racecourse. I didn't believe them. But once the authenticity of the image was verified, personally, I didn't care for any explanation that was going to be offered, because they ultimately became irrelevant. It was an indefensible act, and I think Gordon Elliott has admitted that in his statement yesterday evening. It was an indefensible act, and it is obviously not only destroying his own reputation, but what infuriates me is it brings into jeopardy the integrity of the industry, the integrity of the sport that employs so many people in Ireland, and it does not fairly reflect how these majestic animals are cared for throughout the country and throughout the world. So many people in Gordon Elliott's yard care for these horses so brilliantly, and this image undermines all of that. And it's, you know, if ever an image has spoken a thousand words, it's this one.
Were you surprised to see this image, to see Gordon Elliott sitting on the horse taking a phone call?
Surprise isn't even the word. Shocked. I think that is almost synonymous. That is universal throughout the industry. Shocked and bitterly, bitterly disappointed. Our industry is built on a respect and a love for the animal. And I thoroughly believe that anybody who gets into the world of horse racing and horse breeding is because you have an affinity and an affection for the animal. I would just like to give a bit of context for Gordon Elliott, okay? So Gordon Elliott, it's actually his 43rd birthday today. In the space, a relatively short space of time, Gordon Elliott has established himself as one of the best racehorse trainers in Europe, and he consistently battles with Willie Mullins for the champion trainer's title in Ireland. So that is the scale we are talking about. I thoroughly believe that for a trainer to get maximum potential from their horses, number one, they have to have their horses healthy, because you can't get unhealthy horses fit, and then a horse has to be happy in their environment if they want to oblige. Essentially, you have to meet all those three criteria to get a horse to win, and Gordon Elliott is a winner. Just so far this season, he's sent out over 150 winners in this country, four of them in Punchestown yesterday. This image, to me, having observed the success of Gordon in the last 15 years, isn't a fair reflection on his Cullintraw base, on his Cullintraw staff who work so hard. This picture resembles an idiotic moment that he is going to regret for the rest of his life.
Jane, can I finish up with you, and just briefly, if you don't mind, the announcement of that interim ban last night, how significant is that from the UK?
Seriously significant, because the IHRB had promised that it would be making their investigation as swift as possible, but the BHA, to my mind, this interim ban suggests that they are not happy that the IHRB are permitting Gordon Elliott to have runners at Punchestown yesterday. He's three runners at Goran Park today. Their ban in the UK comes into place immediately, even though he has no horses entered to run in the coming days. It was only for Cheltenham in 2 weeks' time, and I didn't think there was any need for the BHA to step in a case. It isn't in their jurisdiction. They could have at least waited until the IHRB had concluded their investigation, which I would imagine will happen in the coming days. So that was surprising to me, and I think it was a little bit inappropriate. It certainly undermines the work of the IHRB in this country.
Jane Mangan, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. That is your sports news for now, but there are sports updates throughout the day on the RT Sport website and the news app.